I'm going to preach about part of Psalm 91 today, and that sign will be mentioned. Psalm 91. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armour and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honour them. I'll reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. All right. Those of you that sort of hang around on the internet a bit, you might have noticed that over the last 6 to 12 months there's been a plague of signs like that. Usually they have a red background and have various semi-serious and some of them are just quite amusing, like, you know, keep calm and bow ties are cool, I think is one that I saw, and keep calm and drink more coffee. And the origin of these was, apparently in the Second World War, Britain produced all these posters to keep up the morale of the civilian population, and they had two that were put out, and there was a third one that was prepared for the event of an actual invasion by the Germans. So they weren't ever actually, they were printed but not actually circulated, and what they said was, they had a little crown where the cross is there, and they said, keep calm and carry on. And the idea was, well, we'll just keep on going around being British even though the Germans invade us, and, you know, we can be sure that Winston Churchill and his mates have got everything under control. That was the idea. I don't know how much value there would have been in such things, but and they didn't have marketing people in that day. Those days they were produced by a public servant somewhere in Westminster. Sid James was not involved, although he may have been carrying on at the time. Now, I've had a bad week this week. Well, it started really good. Monday was a great day when Margaret and I went to visit Michael and Holly and their children, and we just had a great time, and that sort of kept us happy for the rest of the day. It was really quite nice. Then Tuesday was a bit, Wednesday was, and Thursday was, my goodness. And it was like that verse that I read in Psalm 91 there, verse 7, though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, it was like everybody around us was just completely losing their plot. And I rang somebody up just to see how she was going the other day, because I knew she'd had a bad day the day before, and that day wasn't any better. And I what I thought was going to be a three-minute conversation went on for about 30, and stuff was happening at home. And, you know, it was just like everybody all around us was just falling apart at the seams. And I know that and sometimes you hear people asking, well, how do you keep your head when everybody else is losing theirs? And that's how I felt, like, you know, last man standing. Well, Margaret was still pretty much together. But, you know, it was just us two, and the rest of the world was falling down around our ears. And the only thing I could think of was this thing, keep calm and follow Jesus. It got so bad, like on Thursday I was really doubting whether I'd actually get to Sri Lanka or not. You know, I was thinking, oh man, I'm going to have to stay here just to hold everybody else together. But by Friday, some of those issues had calmed down a bit, and yesterday was Saturday, so, you know, and today's Sunday, so everything's perfect. Maybe it'll all fall again apart tomorrow, I don't know. But, you know, the question is, how do you cope when there's people falling around all around you? And in that psalm, we see the keys to it, although he's talking about, you know, people dying in battle or people dying from plague. But what he's saying really is, don't be afraid because God's in control. And, you know, if you're having a bad day or a bad week or a bad life, or if the people around you are having that, then here's the key. Keep on looking to God. That's what this psalm is about, you know. If there's arrows flying all around you, if you've got, you know, five arrows in your back and you're staggering back to the fort, whatever, keep looking to God. Put your trust in God. The trouble is that so often we just, you know, can easily get pulled down by the circumstances, can't we? We can sort of look at, I don't know, if finances are your issue at the moment, you keep on looking, logging back into the internet banking to see if somebody's put any money in since you last looked 10 minutes ago. Or, you know, if your family's falling apart, you just keep on mulling over and over and over again. What can I do? What should I have done differently? And it just goes on and on and on. You know, if you're in charge of organisations and people are falling apart there, you can just feel the weight of that and think, oh man, what am I going to do? Thought at one stage I might have to go and run the cottage. Not seriously, but, you know, sometimes you just think, oh, how can I make this happen? What can I do? And we just keep on... Well, I know I do. I sort of close in on myself and I just look at the what's happening all around and how bad it is, and you go to bed and you don't sleep because you're worrying about how bad things are. But God tells us, He's our shelter. Look at these words in Psalm 91. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God and I trust Him. You know, that's where our trust has to be. Our trust has to be in God. We have to look to God to be the shelter. And, you know, we had Alex on the floor acting that out really, really dramatically there. God is the mother hen who shelters us under His wings. And it's God that we need to look to. God that we need to look to. Not our own resources, although they might be important later on. But first, it's God that we have to keep our focus on. In Psalm 91, it talks about living. In this Psalm 91, says those who live in the shelter of the Most High. Other versions talk about dwelling or abiding. And the idea is that you don't just turn to God when you're desperate. You live in His presence all day, every day. We learn to develop that sense, that awareness of the presence of God. We look to Him constantly, and when we do that, we find rest in Him, we find peace in Him, we find shelter in Him. So it's not a matter of, you know, God's there, you ignore Him 167 hours of the week, but then suddenly a need comes up and wham, you're right in there. God, help me, I'm desperate for You. No, what He's talking about is that we need to, the 168 hours of the week, 52 weeks of the year, be living with that sense of awareness of God's presence, be praying and depending on Him in everything that we do. To seek His presence constantly, every hour, every day. And, you know, that's a matter of discipline, especially when things are going well. You know, I find it easy just to sail along, not doing much about my relationship with God when things are going really, really well. Because often we think we don't need God in the good times. But that's the time we should be developing the discipline, developing the habits that when the pressure's not on. It's a bit like pilots in planes. You know, they train and they train and they train. Tim has this nasty habit of turning on that air crash investigation show. And that's not a good show to watch when you're planning to go flying. And the other night, it was the, you know, that guy that flew the land of the jet, and, well, I don't know if land's the right word, in the river, the Hudson River in New York. And the thing is, these guys practice these drills over and over and over and over in simulators so that when the need is there for them to do something, the training kicks in and they're not panicking because they don't know what to do. They know exactly what to do. And the funny thing about that situation, when you're watching the reenactment of it, these guys are just so calm. Yeah, the pilot says, "Well, I'll take control now," and they're losing rate at this rapid rate of knots because the birds have flown into their engines, and no engines have been functioning, and he's just staying there calmly to. Air traffic control, "Oh, we have no engines," and the traffic controller saying, "Do you want me to reroute you to another airport?" "No, we have no engines, and we will not make it to an airport. I'm going to land on the Hudson River." And he just says it really calmly. It's like, you know, it's all falling apart around me, but I'm just going to land. The interesting thing about that is that it had never been done successfully until he did that. And so they practice all these drills with the sure and certain knowledge that it probably can't be done. And everything went right for them that day. There were no waves. There was no wind. There was not even much traffic on the river, which is pretty unusual for the Hudson River in the middle of New York. And everything came together for him. But the point is, he knew where his focus was. And as Christians, we need to know where our shelter is, where that rescue point is, where that focal point has to be, and it has to be God. So that when things start falling around us, whether it's our lives or, you know, everybody else's lives around us, we're not, "Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I don't know what to do." We can relax and trust that God is good and that God will bring us through that. And it's in the good times that like I started off saying before that crash investigation thing, it's when things are calm, when things are going well for us, that we need to practice that so that it becomes a habit, so that when things don't go so well for us, that then we've got into the habit of turning to God on every occasion and looking to Him for our support, looking to Him for our deliverance, looking to Him for our salvation, and looking to Him for our peace. And then when things fall apart, it just becomes like a habit, a second nature. And then we can listen to God and find out what He wants us to do. So He has to be our sole focus, which means we can't be double-minded about this. We can't have, a plan B and a plan C and a plan D where we get our security from. God is the only plan. He's plan A and B, C, D, all the way through to Z. We can't have other forms of security like, I don't know, family or our job or whatever it is. Our primary focus has to be on God. That's not to say that, you know, those other things aren't resources that we need and that are good for us. But our primary focus has to be on God always. He's the mother hen. He's the rock on which we stand. He's the source of our calmness. And so that then, when we find our peace in Him, then we can see what we need to draw upon from other places. Jesus told us, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness," and then all these other things. And He was talking about the basics of life, like, you know, clothing and money and food. He said, "Don't run around after those things like the people of the world do. Seek first God's kingdom, and when you do that, all the other things come to you." And so God is the only one who should be our source of peace and purpose. What else? I think that'll do. I'm going to finish here. I've got another point to make, but it doesn't really matter that much. So keep calm and follow Jesus. Keep calm. Look to God. When stuff is going badly for you, don't panic. To quote The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, you know, learn to develop that trust, that habit of turning to God, of living in the presence of God and knowing that He is our strength and our provider and our refuge and our security and our safety. And when you do that, you find that God gives you strength and peace and ability to cope with the most awful of situations. Let's pray. Father, I just want to thank you that, you know, when everybody else around us is falling apart, we can stay calm if we put our trust in you. Lord, I thank you that when our lives on the surface seem to be totally disastrous and beyond redemption, Lord, we can look to you to be our Redeemer. We can look to you to be our salvation. We can look to you to turn our situations and our circumstances around. And Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that you have that promise that, you know, if we live in the presence, live in the shelter of the Most High, you will be our rock. Lord, help us to do that. Help us to look to you always, in good times and difficult times, knowing that you are our peace. You are our rock. You are our shelter. You are our defender. You are all that we need. Thank you, Lord. I pray that in the week ahead, that each one of us, as we're faced with different challenges, will be able to cope with them, knowing that you are with us and that we are with you. And that, yeah, we can go through those challenges in the confidence of your grace. Thank you, Lord. Amen.